The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Catherine Hipp, who's a senior consultant and business economist for Fours.Earth, which is a strategic consultancy that's fully dedicated to supporting its clients on their journey into a more sustainable future. And Catherine, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to be connected with you today, and you certainly have a really exciting organization with Fours.Earth. And let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about the organization's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Sure. So yeah, as you just said, Fours is a consultancy for sustainability, which is actually also where the name Fours comes from. So it's Fours Sustainability, Fours. And we're based in Munich, Germany. And Fours was founded in 2016 by Frank Sprenger, who is our CEO, and three other colleagues. And before that, we used to work together for another sustainability consultancy and then decided to focus even more on strategic questions and to support companies on their way through big societal and ecological transformations, like the energy transformation, for example, or mobility transformation, food, agricultural transformation, and so on. And our main goal is to maximize the impact on sustainable development, so our impact and the impact of our customers. And that's also why our mission is we work for those who really mean it. So that means no greenwashing, but really working on sustainability, on serious sustainability. Yeah, that's basically it. That's our mission, our history. That's why we founded Fours, so to say.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great. Thanks for those insights there. And if you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about the services that you offer to your clients.
Sure. So our main focus lies on defining corporate responsibility strategies, or CR strategies, for companies and also supporting their CR management. We have another important part in our portfolio that is sustainability training, so awareness raising, mainly for managers and decision makers in companies, but also for all employees from different departments and hierarchies, mainly to foster the interconnection and also the network that is really necessary for success and sustainability within companies. And besides that, we also consult in purpose-driven branding and communications. And we work as moderators, facilitators, keynote speakers, and also hosts of workshops and conferences to, just tell people about sustainability, make awareness raising, and so on.
Outstanding. That's all great stuff right there. And it seems like a very comprehensive service offering. And for a second, let's step back and look at the bigger picture and just tell us, and I think we know the answer to this because sustainability is just, a wonderful thing that's very much needed in society and especially coming from businesses, but would love to hear your take about why we need to move more towards a sustainable society and future.
Right. Yeah. So for me, sustainability is about justice. So justice on the one hand on a global scale, but on the other hand, also between generations. And at the moment, it's getting more and more obvious that it's not sustainable, or what is not sustainable. And in a globalized world, the society will not accept these practices anymore. So the unsustainable practices. And we can see already a lot of proof points that show a change in societal perceptions, like, for example, the loss of shares of Volkswagen due to the diesel scandal, or the plenty of startups that focus on solving global challenges like, feeding the 10 billion people and so on. And I think to secure the justice on the planet and to have a planet worth living on, and also very important, due to a limited amount of natural resources, we need to strive for more sustainability and for a more sustainable society.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great vision right there. And let's dive in a little bit deeper and tell us about some of your clients and the work that you've done for them.
So we mainly work for big companies in different industries. So mainly the automotive industry, retail industry, and chemical industry at the moment. One of them, I'm sure it's Volkswagen, for example, but also Kaufland, which is part of the Schwarz Group. It's a sister company of Lidl, so it's the retail industry, or Evonik, for example. And these companies are mostly based in Germany, but they also have locations and sites all over the world. So that's the one part or one group of customers we work for. But we also really enjoy working with motivated, sustainable startups. One of them is, for example, Agrilution. They found a solution to plant greens in a plant cube that actually looks like a fridge a little. And this could be the technical solution for a large scale vertical farming in the future. That's really exciting to see how they evolve and how they do their business. And one example that we really love working on is with our client Veramaris. And here it is all about the revolution of agriculture salmon. So instead of feeding 6 kilograms of anchovies to get 1 kilogram of aquaculture salmon, which is actually the case at the moment, Veramaris managed to find a way to extract the omega-3 fatty acids that are necessary for feeding salmon out of algae. So basically, what they did is to make the salmon a vegetarian. And we supported Veramaris in analyzing the hotspots of unsustainability along the whole value chain and bringing together all players along the value chain to discuss the solutions for these hotspots. And finally, we formulated the sustainability story as a USP for Veramaris salmon and even managed to bring the veggie salmon into the shelves for our customer Kaufland. And yeah, we really love to talk about this project because it's a project with a real and foreseeable impact for the environment and in this specific case for overfishing the oceans.
Excellent. That's really cool. Those are some amazing case studies right there and well beyond what you typically think in terms of sustainability overall and turning salmon into vegetarians. That's international news story right there. That's some fascinating stuff. That's really awesome. And also your website is fours.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. And why did you choose .earth?
So yeah, .earth emphasizes our commitment and our values. Like we think, yeah, it's to have the maximum positive impact on nature and on people and on the earth itself. So it was very obvious for us when we founded Force that we choose Force.earth.
That's great. That's great. So in terms of looking towards the future, what does the future hold for Force.earth?
So during the last years, we already recognized the increasing strategic relevance for CR or for sustainability. So it's not just nice to have anymore, like donations and sponsorship and everything that CR used to be years or decades ago, but it's getting more and more relevant and it's a relevant influence for the core business of companies and also for the corporate strategy and will be even more crucial for competition in the future. So we really feel that our working environment changes a lot, especially since the last 4 or 5 years. And additionally, the developments during the corona pandemic now make the global injustices even more visible. And at the same time, people are more and more aware of facts and data and what scientists say. So for us, we think that sustainability will be even more important in the future. And so our goal is not to call ourselves sustainability consultants anymore, but we really want to be the strategic consultants with experience for future transformations.
Great insights, Catherine, that you've shared today and really appreciate your time. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, actually, I would like to cite Peter Senge, who once said this really interesting sentence that sustainability is not a problem to be solved. It is a future to be created because it brings the optimism with it that we need to find solutions and seize the opportunities that the future keeps ready for us.
That's awesome. What a great way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast interview with Catherine Hipp, who's a senior consultant and business economist for Fours.earth, which is a strategic consultancy that's fully dedicated to supporting its clients on their journey into a more sustainable future. And Catherine, thank you so much for your time today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.